Hello, and welcome to Schmevel and Wheeze. This is episode 13, all about Orphan Black, also known as Why Didn't You Tell Me? Orphan Black is a TV series that premiered in March of 2013 on BBC America. It's produced in Canada, I believe, and it is amazing. It's one of my new obsessions, and the boy is quite fond of it as well, to the point of pestering me to track down Blu-ray copy of season two so that we can watch it, because I missed a few recording it. When it first came out, I saw the promos to it. It sounded interesting. I didn't set the DVR to record it, and then, you know, life happened. But season two rolled around, and I set the DVR to record after, I guess, missing three episodes of season two. Anyways, we went back and just started watching it on Netflix, season one, and we watched the whole season in 3 days. It was really, really good. It is really good. The writing is amazing. It has some interesting plot turns, some that I expected, some that I didn't expect, and but I think the most impressive thing about it, honestly, is the acting. Just some really, really great actors in it. So I'm going to try to avoid any major spoilers, but of course there will be some minor spoilers because there's no way to talk about this show without talking about what it's about. So the show opens with a character named Sarah on the phone wanting to talk to her daughter and being thwarted in that. She sees another woman on the platform. She's on a train platform, and she sees another woman who very calmly puts her things down, walks to the edge of the platform, and then jumps in front of a train. And Sarah kind of freaks out. She obviously looks like she's in some distress financially, so she goes over and goes through the woman's purse and discovers that the second woman, whose name is Beth, looks identical as Sarah, looks identical to her. And so that kind of gets the ball rolling. Sarah, again, is in fairly dire straits financially and in many parts of her life. And so she takes on Beth's identity, for lack of a better term. And what goes from there is just kind of mind-blowing. You discover very quickly that there's more to Beth's life. Beth's life is almost as complicated, if not more complicated, than Sarah's. And so by taking on this other woman's life, she hasn't really gotten rid of any problems, but added quite a few to her own. And if you have not watched this, I highly recommend that you do it. Again, season one is available on, I believe it's Netflix, but it might be Amazon Prime, and I apologize for not knowing for sure. Season two is currently available on DVD, Blu-ray. I imagine it soon will be available for streaming, and season three is going to be starting soon. So there's still time to catch up, because these are not 22 episode seasons. They're shorter seasons. But just, you know, there's quite a few characters to keep track of. Again, the writing is amazing. One of our favorite things about it, both the boy and I hate watching shows where the cops are idiots. And one of the great things about this show is the police are not stupid. You know, they think logically, they don't ignore things that don't make sense, and they explore and investigate those things. Imagine that. I just find that so refreshing, because I think it's really unusual in any show that features, you know, the police or the military or government agencies or anything along those lines. Inevitably, like, they just come across as kind of being idiots, even when they're the stars of the show, because they miss, like, these huge plot points that the audience, you know, can obviously see. Or, you know, something comes up and that should be like, oh my God, this is a huge red flag, and the cops are just like, yeah, whatever, who cares, blah, blah, blah. And I realize that kind of writing is done to move the story along, right, and make the plot last long enough to fill the space that it's supposed to on the television set. However, it's really, really frustrating to watch these characters who should be intelligent people act like idiots. And so it was really refreshing in this show to see that the police are curious. The police are see things that don't make sense and want to understand them, as opposed to seeing things that don't make sense and ignoring them. And I really, really love that. And I do just want to say the main character is Sarah. She's played by Tatiana Maslany. I think that's how you pronounce her name. And then two other standout characters, I think, are Felix, who's played by Jordan Gavaris, who I love. Felix, also known as Fee, and he is fabulous and makes the show that much better. And then Mrs. S is played by Maria Doyle Kennedy, who, if you are old enough to remember The Commitments, was one of the backup singers in The Commitments. She is also amazing. Anyways, I highly recommend you watch it. It's really, really compelling. It's sci-fi, it's adventure, it's mystery, but it also is interesting characters that I think that you're going to care about almost immediately. And ultimately, to me, that's really important to a show's success. So that's it for today, and I hope to talk to you again soon. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.